USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he has no plans to extend the CDC's Stop the Spread guidelines.
They'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it and they're explaining what they're doing, and I am very much in favor of what they're doing. They're getting it going.
The 30-day guidelines are set to expire this week. Now, Vice President Mike Pence does say, though, that states are using the CDC suggestions to reopen businesses.
The current guidelines, I think you can say, are very much incorporated in the guidance that we're giving states to open up America again.
Republican members of Congress say firearms-related industries and other businesses, such as coal, gas, and oil, are at risk of being denied small business loans. The GOP senators are asking members of the Trump administration what efforts the SBA has to ensure the loans are prioritized in an unbiased manner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Mum's the word, that's at least according to the State Department regarding the health of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
I don't have anything to add to the status of Chairman Kim.
Kim Jong-un has not been seen in weeks, and there has been that speculation that he may have even died of a serious health condition, but Pompeo told reporters just moments ago that he has no information on that, and the U.S. mission, when it comes to North Korea, is still the same. In his words, verified denuclearization.
Costco is requiring all customers wear face coverings starting next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. Starting on May 4th, the new policy will take effect in stores across the country. With the new policy, Costco says most stores in the United States and Puerto Rico will return to regular hours. Costco also is announcing only 2 guests will be permitted for each membership card. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Trump administration says it's doing more tests for the coronavirus than any other country. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
President Trump says the U.S. is amping up its testing capacity from about 200,000 to 5 million tests each day.
We've done more than the entire world combined. We've done more than any other country in the world. So I think we've done a really good job. Now, with that being said, not everybody feels as strongly about testing as others. We have some governors that are very strong on testing. We have other governors, frankly, that aren't nearly as strong on testing. Their test is much more modest.
President Trump was also asked at the White House why the United States is doing less testing than other countries such as South Korea, which Dr. Deborah Birx did some research and had an answer for the reporter.
For Yahoo, gentlemen, I just want to make it clear that South Korea's testing was 11 per 100,000, and we're at 17 per 100,000.
Right. So, are you going to apologize, Yahoo? That's why you're Yahoo. Nobody knows who that you are. Go ahead. Let's
based
go
on the numbers, I've seen
that's why
stuff.
Nobody knows who you are, including me. Go ahead.
Mr. President,
just check it again.
You ought to get your facts right before you...
Well, we have had 14.
Okay, well, your facts are wrong. Let's go.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.